I believe the Lord actually wants to come and do something very significant right now. And I believe, I think Richard and myself will share together. And I believe that he's going to stir us then from that place to respond this morning. So I just want to encourage you to ready your heart to respond as the Lord comes and as he speaks to you this morning. So Keenan was supposed to preach this morning, and yesterday he messaged me. He said, "I'm sick, Morris. I can't." So I said, "What are you going to preach about?" So he gave the scripture. So I'm going to do my best with the scripture that he gave me. So it's not polished, so it's going to come out as it is. But I believe when he read the verse, and even Richard mentioned that there was something specific on that verse that God wants to come and do. So we're going to go. Do you want to say something before? It looks like you're ready. Come, Rich. Huh? Okay. All right. So the scripture that Keenan was feeling for today, and I believe it's very prophetic, and that's why it's the truth. It's the Bible. So it doesn't matter who speaks it. I don't know if I'll emphasize the same things as he would have, but I believe this is something God wants to come and do. It's Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Let's read it together. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Next verse. "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls." Let's just read it again. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls." Titled this morning, I'm hearing the words constantly, "Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus." Like even as I was shouting that, "Jesus," I was like, "Come to Jesus." He says, "All of you who are weary and heavy laden." All of you are tired from hard struggles, hard work. Those of us that are loaded with the weight, says, "Come to Jesus." Who of you can relate? We are at the end of the term. Who feels weary? Anybody here feels weary? Who of you feel loaded with the weight? Jesus says, "Come to me. Come to Jesus." I need to just give us context where this scripture was, where Jesus was actually speaking this. And just a few verses earlier, he actually rebukes three cities. It was Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. He says, "I've done so many miracles amongst you, but you still do not believe. If Sodom and Gomorrah," now we all know that was a bad place, "if they have seen the miracles that I've done amongst you, they would have come to repentance. But still you choose to harden your heart. Still you do not come to me." Capernaum, verse 23, it says, "Will you be exalted to heaven?" It's asking a question. It says, "You'll be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty were..." So he says, "You think you're going to heaven, but you're actually going to hell. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day." You know, sometimes people's weariness and heaviness is actually because of sin. Juliet and I had a conversation the other day. She comes up with these amazing ideas. But we were speaking about Jonah. You know, many times of us, we are tired and we feel like heavy loaded, and then we go for a sleep. If you felt tired and then you just sleep, it's not like you're physically tired, but you're tired, but you sleep. Now, Jonah was disobedient in the wrong place in a boat. God called him to go to Nineveh to preach, but he went to Tarshish. Got on a boat. God sends a storm. What's Jonah doing? He's sleeping. Who of you have done that? That actually you're so tired because of the sin, and all you need to do is just to repent, to say sorry. Who of you felt worn down because actually you're not willing to actually deal with that thing in your heart? And the Bible speaks about the times of refreshing will come when we actually just deal with those things. So Jesus is speaking here to a people, and the context of this is not necessarily us feeling tired and weary, but it's people that's actually tired and weary because of their sin and not coming to Him. And now He says, come to Me. It's an invitation that Jesus gives to them. He says, come to Me, you who are heavy, you that are loaded with sin and the heaviness of this, and come to Me, and I will give you rest. That word, come to Me, is the same word that Jesus used in Matthew 4 when He called His disciples. The very same word He used when He said, follow Me. Peter and Andrew were fishing. They were doing something else. They were busy with something else. And Jesus steps up to him and says, follow Me. That word says, come behind Me. Come and be My disciple. Be My follower. Be the where I go, you go. What I do, you imitate and you do this. Come behind Me. As a disciple comes behind the one that he follows, and I will give you rest. When Jesus called His disciples, that meant follow Me. Could have been, it was an invitation to actually turn away from the life that you've been living and come to the life that is behind Me, that's in My steps. Follow Me. Come behind Me, and I will give you rest. I want to say to you this morning, if you're tired, maybe it's not because of sin. Maybe you just didn't sleep much. Maybe you have a young baby, in the house. But the principle applies that if you come behind Him, He will give you rest. He will give you peace. Why do we want to go and think we need to sleep somewhere in a boat and the storm will go away? I'm telling you, that storm is not necessarily going to go away. But if you come to Jesus, it will be a different story. So, in Matthew 4, He called them into relationship with Himself. And Jesus is calling us. He says, come to Me. I'm calling you into relationship. He's speaking to these people. Saying, if you come into relationship with Me, I will give you rest. And I want to say, if you're tired and you weighted with load, come into Him. Come into a place where He can come and refresh you and minister to you. And then it says, choose His yoke. What is a yoke? A yoke was a wooden beam used to join two animals together so that they could pull a plow or a cart in unison. And Jesus says, I've got a yoke that is not as heavy as what you're experiencing right now. But if you come to Me, I will give you a different yoke. Now, Isvia, I didn't prepare you for this, but can you come and help me here quickly? I'm choosing one of the stronger guys here. I don't think he's the strongest, but can you put this on your shoulders? It's going to be too heavy. Huh? Is it a heavy yoke? Huh? No, but on the, like, the pole. City pole op your skouers. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Now I want somebody small. Yeah, come, come. Can you please carry this yoke with him to that side of the hall, please? Just carry it. But Esa, you need to do most of the work, huh? All right, you can bring it back. How, is it heavy? Huh? Really? Put it down, Esa, put it down quickly. No, 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 put it down on the ground. Okay, yeah. Can you pick it up for us, please? Let's try again. Esa, do you pick it up? How heavy is it now? It's not heavy. Okay, cool. Thank you. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. What you are doing right now is making you tired. You're trying to pick up a yoke which is too heavy for you to carry. It's too heavy in your marriage. Let me teach you. Become my disciple. Become somebody that comes behind me, and you will find rest. You will be refreshed. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle. Take upon you the one who's humility. Humility is actually acknowledging, Jesus, I need you to carry this for me. Jesus, I need you right now. And then something that Richard shared this morning is like, we actually need an enablement of His Spirit. Can you maybe just share that part with what I...
So, on Monday, I also asked Keenan, like, so what you're going to be preaching about? So, and he also sent me the scripture. And in that moment, I was led to the book of Romans, verse 8. And it's about life through the Spirit. And while I was just meditating on this, I think sometimes we forget that the same Spirit that raised Him from the dead lives in us. And we need this, because otherwise life does get heavy and loaded. It says, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you.
So we need to be enabled by the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that lives in us. And He is the one that can enable you to carry a weight, that very weight that is actually making you very tired. Come to Jesus. Who of you are tired? If you're tired, just lift your hand. It says, come, all of you who are tired and heavy loaded, whether it is just through the hardness of life, or maybe you're in a place like Jonah, that you're in disobedience and not following Jesus, come to Jesus.